By 3 or 4 o'clock most mornings, a Metropolitan Broadcast section of the fourth floor at 50 Rockefeller Plaza is humming with activity. Here, a gentleman named Mike Collins commands a small squadron of writers and reporters. It's their job to compile the Associated Press Metropolitan Broadcast wire. It's from here and from United Press International across town, and New York City's radio stations obtain most of their news. The two wire services provide local weather, late-breaking stories, all kinds of other information. They do, in effect, most of the job still left to radio stations in smaller markets. In fact, AP's Mike Collins says New York stations are so dependent on the local wires now, they just couldn't get along without at least one of them.
Among the services we provide are staffing various news conferences from the previous day, and we also do have the New York City police wire, and we follow up police stories in the city, and we do police rounds in the suburban areas, Long Island and Westchester. Also, we staff the courts. And I would say, for example, stations both in the city and the island would have to themselves staff the courts and could get the stories that are going on, and there'd be no other way to get them, which would be impossible to do. They just miss a lot of big stories. We cover traffic tie-ups, and when there's something major going on, we run all train information for the Long Island Railroad and Conrail trains in Westchester, and frees up the stations from having to themselves to call the Long Island or New Haven Railroad or whoever every 15 minutes or every half hour during morning drive. Everything we do in the way of running police releases or picking up stories from newspapers, we act as a giant funnel in that we're entitled to, and we do pick up stories from all the newspapers in the area and radio stations and funnel this information to the other members. And we place a very heavy emphasis on weather, figuring that if there's any kind of a storm in the area, people tuning in the radio want to hear that more than they do the routine thing. There's a big snowstorm going on. They don't really want to hear about what the mayor had to say at his news conference yesterday or what the state legislature debated. They want to find out if the roads are passable or if when power might be restored, if they don't have power, or whether the trains are still running.
The AP keeps track of police blotter material through a special New York Police Department wire. Collins calls outlying counties and also uses tips from member stations to supplement all of that. He says usually such matters rank as rather routine, but he says occasionally there are problems.
Yeah, most times they're pretty accurate, but sometimes you get individual policemen or fire chiefs. We had a fire chief up in Bridgeport, assistant fire chief up there, told me a couple of weeks ago that there was a double fatal fire up there, and he told me two people had been arrested for arson murder. And it was, as it turned out, it wasn't correct. So we called him back and confronted him with it. And he said, oh, really? He said, that's what I heard some guys talking about in the building here.
Do you...
pretty scary. This wasn't just a fireman. This was the assistant fire chief of the city of Bridgeport.
Do you find that the police departments ever hold back on something? Do they ever sit on something, or do they ever leave pertinent details out to kind of...
Yes, very often they will sit on something, and maybe sometimes it's intentional. Sometimes small town departments are very unwilling to release information. Other times I think it's just laziness. Sometimes they'll have a report written up and they just don't feel like reading it. Other times it'll just be incomplete, like they'll leave out hometowns or specific charges. And then it's up to us to track this information down. We find that sometimes we'll have a release about a simple holdup that can go on for a couple of pages and yet still leave out the essential points that we need. It'll go on describing what agencies were involved in the investigation and name every single police officer that was in any way involved, but not include maybe the specific location where the incident took place or a specific time.
To hear some New York news directors tell it, there is very little wire copy that ever makes its way onto the air without being first rewritten. Does Mike Collins ever hear his work being read back to him on the car radio as he's driving home?
Yes, quite often. we will hear our stuff on both on suburban stations and New York City stations, both all news stations. Especially the first time a story breaks, they will want to get that story right on the air. And I've even heard occasionally we've heard our stories filed from here on the CBS radio network, word for word. Now, that's rare, but if it moves, say, at 3 or 4 minutes before the hour, the station involved has a choice of either not running it at all or going with what the wire has.
UPI Scott Latham says he notices the same thing.
Every day, your radio stations that do not have their own news staff, and I mean by not their own news staff, who only have one or two people concerned with news, are putting out a 5-minute newscast once an hour. Practically all of their stuff is verbatim off the wires. A station like WINS or CBS, which are all news stations and have a bigger staff, will rewrite more often. But again, quite often they don't. Quite often there's no need to. Why rewrite something that says it perfectly to begin with?
Despite such modesty, UPI does occasionally boast about its rather comprehensive coverage of things in and around New York. Like AP, Latham says UPI tries to keep up with just about everything.
We have two all-news stations in New York, CBS and WINS. They're both clients. They also are both clients of the Associated Press. So we monitor generally CBS because it's got better network news than WINS. For two reasons. A, to find out what the AP might be running on the wire, if they have a story that we don't have, we're concerned. And B, also to monitor for worldwide news. If we hear something out of Africa, we'll run over to the foreign desk and ask them if they're aware of that. And you know, 9 times out of 10, it's their story that went to CBS in the first place, but it provides a dual function.